The final round is coming up, but first Jonathan and I will play a game. This is called Fact Bag. I have a bag full of envelopes with trivia questions written on them. Jonathan and I have not been told the answers in advance. We will read a question, talk about it, make our best guess, and then open the envelope and find out the answer. This is Fact Bag. Okay, Jonathan.
Yes.
In Germany, what honor does a family's seventh child qualify for? Let's hope it's free therapy.
It's Europe, right?
Yep.
So they're a reasonable country, probably.
They
treat everybody nice. They care about the people who live in the country. Probably the government does.
Yeah,
I'm guessing. So it's probably something good.
Yeah.
So maybe they get like a free
house. What if they have a free house?
A college education.
I think that's already free.
Free healthcare.
Already free.
Already free. Okay. Free beer.
Free beer.
Free pitcher of beer.
Yeah, maybe. But I think you're right. It's pragmatic. It's probably free house.
What the
or
hell
something
do they
like
not
that.
Get already that they?
I mean, I think you still have to pay for a house.
Yeah, sure. Free house.
I'm going to
say free house.
Okay. The answer is, if a family wishes, the German president can become the seventh child's honorary godparent.
That's not a thing I would have guessed.
And also, I feel like every German is like, nope.
Pass.
The honor comes with an award of 500 euros. Oh, now I'm thinking different. Yeah. All right. How much was Bob Ross paid per episode to host his long-running PBS show, The Joy of Painting? It ran from 1983 to 1994.
So my guess is it's going to be something that seems way too low to us for a person who has hosted a show for 10 years, because he seems like a nice guy who probably didn't care a lot about money.
But those perms didn't come for free.
No, that's true.
And it's beloved, and he does seem super happy, and it's PBS, and you're right. It's going to be a low
amount.
It's going to
be something like $150 a show or
that's
something.
That's right.
Like that.
But I challenge you to this.
Yeah.
Nothing.
You're saying he did it for free.
Yep.
As long as I could show pictures of my pet squirrels.
And paint whatever I want.
Paint whatever I want. It's probably going to be a landscape.
You just pay for these perm rods and we got a deal.
Just keep the perms coming. I'll do the show for free.
Let's see. The answer is he was paid nothing.
Wow.
He was paid nothing to host The Joy of Painting. Bob Ross revealed this in a 1990 Orlando Sentinel interview, saying, quote, "This is PBS. All these shows are done for free."
Well, I feel like a real heel because I make $150 a show at this job.
Okay. In the early 1900s, the cereal company Kellogg's offered a free box of cornflakes to any housewife in New York who would do what? Oh.
Well, it's the 1900s, so it's not anything salacious.
Right.
In fact, it's probably something offensive.
But what if it was something like just borderline to be like, take a bath in a thing of cornflakes.
Oh, Fira.
And then take some photos.
How about some naked photos of you in a bathtub with some cornflakes, and we'll give you a free box of cornflakes. Why would any housewife say no?
Let's see what it says. The answer is Kellogg's gave a free box of cornflakes to any housewife who winked at her grocer.
I did not think it was going to be that bad.
The promotion was called Wink Day Wednesdays and apparently was risque at the time. When the promotion ended, Kellogg's ran a print ad reading in large text, "Stop winking." All right, the fact bag is empty. Thank you, fact bag.